Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the Ryan Seacrest Foundation Studios, which are very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
It's pretty dope up in here.
Yeah, it's pretty good. In the hour, in about half an hour from right now, some of the Falcons rookie class is going to stop by. Casey Washington and Michael Penix first, which is going to be a lot of fun, along with some of the kids here at the hospital as well, Sawyer and Saxton Guillory, who are twin brothers.
Yes.
And I was getting ready for the show, and they send us a bio on all the folks we're going to talk to today. Sawyer and Saxton are twins.
Yes.
And they're 6 or 7 years old now, but one of them was born with sickle cell,
right?
And so the treatment was bone marrow transplant, and so the twin donated to his brother and saved his brother's life.
That's
what places like this are.
Yeah.
It's
rock stars.
Story after story after story like that. And so we're going to be really excited and honored to have those two young men on the show with us, along with Casey Washington and Michael Penix. The kids are going to ask questions.
Yes.
And we're not steering them in. They're self-written.
Yes, they are.
Journalists. Yeah. So they're going to come in here and they're going to pepper these guys. They're going to figure out what's going on.
Yes. And it's a spot where the young lady, I forgot her name, who came in and greeted us and everything, the area next to it, the studio, where that's pretty cool, too. They got a whole list set up with, like, football, like, paddings, and they got, like, some – they're doing, like, a Halloween-type theme and everything. And maybe talking because they went trunk-or-treating yesterday. And I was like, that is the most convenient thing ever, dude.
Pretty great.
I mean, it's convenient. I didn't have to go. I was like, I'll drop y'all off. I'll run and do something to come back and get y'all. But, I mean, they already got candy on top of candy already.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm saying, so y'all got to save something for Thursday.
I will say that about this year's Halloween. I don't know if this is just what happens or if it's this year unique or whatever. But with all the trunk or treats and all the – we had a thing at the Smyrna Market Village a couple weeks ago and the school's doing stuff today and then Halloween's finally Thursday, they're going to have more candy than they know.
Yes.
There's been like 5 Halloweens already. They had like a dress-up thing at ballet. They had a dress-up thing at Little Gym.
Yes.
So she's had like 3 different costume changes.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then, it's outrageous.
Yeah. And then, you know, me, y'all got one – you got 2 costumes, right? Now, my son, he wanted to be Michael Myers. So he got the Michael Myers mask and everything like that. I don't know what the hell Bash going to be. You know, I'm going to be comfortable, man. And I don't know what my wife's going
to have that costume.
I have that costume.
Yeah.
I wear it every single day. Comfortable man. You know, and so that's what I'm going as.
All right. Is that more or less of a cop-out than mine? Because I'm Andy from Toy Story.
Yeah. Yours is a legit cop. But you're not wearing that. What the hell did Andy wear?
In Toy Story 4,
yeah.
This is perfect.
Right.
Jeans and a flannel.
There it is right there.
So there you have it.
There you go. So you're Andy from Toy Story 4.
I got the costume on every day.
But I do have a Halloween t-shirt. Mm-hmm. All right. I do have a Halloween t-shirt. And so I will wear that on Halloween. We just wear it third because we just got the email. We're going to be over at Atlanta United Training Ground.
That's right.
On Thursday and everything like that. So we'll get to interview hopefully some of the players as they get ready for the big time matchup this weekend against Miami on Saturday.
Yeah. That's a busy week. Obviously, we're here at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta today. We'll be at the Atlanta United Training Ground on Thursday. We're going to be at Bears Best for a charity golf tournament on Friday.
Yes.
I mean, you
got
to give the people what they want.
The
public.
You know, and you got to get us out the studio more, Mike, and we appreciate you doing that and everything like that. That's like, you know, because I love being out of the studio, but it's funny when they came to us with the Vegas thing, and I was like, we were both like, y'all want to send us?
I was like,
it was a great text message that Mike said. He said, how do you guys feel about going to Vegas?
Positive. We feel positive. I gotta check a couple boxes before I can say 100% yes.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah. we are gonna do that.
We want to go to Vegas.
By the way, like every time I've been out and about for some of these Falcons watch parties the last couple of weeks, the amount of people that come up and either want all the details
because
they're like, hey, we want to do this, we want to make sure that we can be a part of it, or they're like, hey, we're signed up, we're coming,
right.
We're gonna see you in Vegas.
It's a lot of fun.
It's crazy. Like it's very exciting because that's not like a. You know, that's not like a short trip.
No, it's not.
Which is why, you know, the all-inclusive stuff that we've got offered through Circa at Las Vegas is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's helping people out. But, like, that's not an easy thing just to be able to, hey, we're not driving to Kennesaw.
No.
We're flying to Vegas.
We're going to be there for a few days. Can I have a bed by the window?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I've been asking that.
Is that real?
Are they going to give us our own rooms?
I don't know.
Oh, and I mean, I don't know.
I guess I thought.
I assumed that they would, but just in case they don't, can I have the bed by the window?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want me to be closer to the door?
Yes, exactly.
For protection. I get it. All right, let's get to another.
That'll give me time to get ready.
Sure. Can you snore?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right, I'll bring some headphones.
Yeah.
Let's get to an NFL in the huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to lead off the noon hour. We'll get to some other NFL audio in just a minute as week 8 is in the books. We're about halfway there. Let's hear Raheem Morris talking about being happy about the win while also trying to fix the pass rush.
The enjoyment part of the win probably ends immediately for us in football, as you know, when you start your process of going upstairs and going to look at Dallas and find out what they do well and trying to see what you can do better from the previous week. And then obviously we've had the same type of issues that we want to talk about, how we get our pass rush better, how do we rush the quarterback, how do we do some of those things.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he's absolutely
correct. Dallas do well.
Yeah, he's absolutely correct. Now, it's time. They're already on Dallas now.
Yeah.
I mean, Dallas, we know this. Dak's a good quarterback. Okay, he's a good quarterback. All right, their offensive line is not very good. Got two young guys that haven't really came up to speed as they thought they would. They can't run the football. I think I heard this morning, Andy, they're the only team in the league without a rush of 15 yards.
Good Lord.
Yes. They're the only team. Now, I mean, the Falcons have had trouble stopping the run and everything like that. They got a couple. Tolbert can play. I talked about Ferguson yesterday. Love him as a tight end. But it's all about 88. 88 is their offense.
That's what it is.
He is their offense, and they want to get him the ball. And he's one of the rare receivers that lines up everywhere. CeeDee plays outside, inside, in the backfield. They want to do everything they can to get CeeDee Lamb 10 touches, not attempts or throw. They want to get him the ball in his hands at least 10 times a game.
CeeDee Lamb, so far this season, in 7 games, has 72 targets.
Yep.
The next highest guy has 37.
Yep.
That's Jalen Tolbert.
Yep.
So, yeah. To your point,
yes.
They're force feeding him the foot. I guess Jake Ferguson has 42, so he's the next highest guy, but that's 30 away.
Yes.
So I mean, but that's what they got.
Yep.
Because Rico Dowdle and Zeke Elliott, and I mean, I thought Deuce Vaughn was going to be a nice player. He hasn't done a lot.
I really
yet.
Thought he was going to be good when they drafted him.
Hasn't done
I really
much yet.
Did. I really
Kansas
did.
State, and then, they just got nothing in the run.
And then you look defensively, they're not playing well defensively. Micah Parsons is out. D Law is out. I think you look at. Oh God! Forget the corner's name. Diggs. He's still working his way back.
Careful.
Be careful though. Don't say nothing.
Don't say anything bad about him.
Yeah, he dove all on dude. I was like, damn. I don't like what you said about me last week. You know, it's like, damn, Diggs.
No, I think he tweeted it during the game.
Oh, he tweeted during the game. How are you here?
So, I mean, there's only two ways. Either he follows him,
okay,
and it got fed to him on his timeline,
or he was in a locker room,
or he immediately came to the locker room and searched his name on Twitter and saw that this dude's. And then he went out. If you haven't seen it, it's actually
pads on.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, he goes out in the locker room and they're having in the hallway. Because the media sort of waits in the hallway before they're allowed into the locker room post-game. So the media are all out there waiting. Diggs goes out there and says, I don't like what you said about me. And the guy's like, well, I mean, what did you not like? And he's like, I don't have to tell you that. And he's like, well, we can talk more about it. And he goes,
Talk to these.
Which is a great way to end a conversation you don't want to be in. Again, like, I don't know, probably don't worry too much about what a reporter's saying, but if that's how you're going to go about it, I'm supporting.
Yeah, I mean, but they're without a lot of their top players on defense. And so, I mean, they're on the struggle bus. We all know what's going on with Jerry and everything like that. But the biggest thing with the Falcons.
Did you hear what happened to Jerry and his family? Like, on the way into the stadium, they got their car got hit by one of those, like, barriers.
Uh-huh.
Like, the barrier popped up as they were driving over it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his son had a concussion.
Whoa.
I think everybody's doing okay. Whoa. But, like, yeah, pretty weird situation.
Did not know that. But, yeah. I mean, when you look at where the Falcons are right now, the Falcons are better than the Cowboys.
Yes.
All right? I think the Falcons may be better than the Seahawks, too. But
I think so, too.
That didn't, you know, whatever.
But that's a great point, though.
Yeah.
They might be, but they didn't show up that Sunday, and that's what happened.
And that's the thing about it.
That can happen
this
Sunday.
They got to show up. They can show up. Now, Dallas can beat them if they be bull jiving around just like they did against Seattle.
Exactly. And that was sort of the silver lining, spin it forward thought process of last week was – all right, well, let this be a wake-up call.
Yep.
Like, just you guys won three in a row. Cool. Like, right. That's great. But, like, let's not start taking teams lightly because of this, that, or the other thing. And they certainly didn't do that on Sunday against Tampa. As it stands right now, and it is at home, so this is – Falcons are favored by 2.5.
Okay.
So it's not, you know.
Yeah. It's
pretty
– kind of a pick 'em.
Kind of a pick 'em.
Kind of a pick 'em. You get three for – you get three for damn home, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's kind of a pick 'em right there.
Looks like Christian McCaffrey is going to come back to the 49ers after the bye week.
Right.
So
I mean,
good.
That's one of the things that they were waiting on. Tyreek Stevens apologizes for being a dumbass.
Good.
I don't care what nobody says. And I know people are trying to take his side and all that. Oh, he's a young player. Eventually, there are some things you can't use the excuse for being a young player. That you were being a dumbass.
Yeah.
Okay? No, there's no way. Yeah, the coach, maybe you call a timeout, whatever. No. You're being an idiot, all right? And don't tell me the coaching and all those different things. No, that was idiotified.
It was just like the worst 30 seconds of brain-dead football.
Yes, that was idiotified.
He started the play not playing.
Yes.
And then he ended the play by doing the wrong thing.
Yes.
Tipping the ball
to
the opponent on accident when that wasn't his job to go up there and do that and lose him the game.
Unbelievable.
That's brutal.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
But he'll learn from it, hopefully.
That's what we do. We got it. We learn.
Yeah.
We adapt and overcome. We're broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Going to take a quick break here. We'll come back, and the CAO of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Linda Matzekite, is going to join us. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here it comes. There it
is.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We're broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Linda Matzekite, the CAO of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, going to come in and sit down with us just a couple of minutes from right now. And I mean, it's a brand new building.
Yes.
Brand new. I mean, and it's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
We're here in the Ryan Seacrest Foundation Studios, and this is, I mean, legitimately as nice of a broadcast setup as you're going to see anywhere. And you know, we're at a healthcare facility. We were just talking to David Bassity from the Falcons about the outdoor sort of like play space zone area that they have set up.
It's right there, too.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And I'm going to go check that out after the show. They said they had putt-putt golf over there.
Yes.
Work on the short game a little bit.
Never mind.
I'm not going to cut any kids.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know what? That's why I would just finish. Didn't even finish yesterday. No, do you. Do you.
Maybe somebody wants a game.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
Maybe somebody wants a little game. Get a little action on.
Yeah, man. Oh, see, there you go. Take the baby's money. Yeah. Take the baby's money.
But we're here broadcasting today, and we are going to be joined not only by Linda, but also by some of the kids here from the hospital. The first couple of kids that are going to join us are twin brothers named Sawyer and Saxton Guillory. They're going to ask questions to Casey Washington from the Falcons and Michael Penix.
Yes, they are.
From the Falcons. We also found out from David Bassity that J.D. Bertrand isn't going to be able to join us, but Braylon Trice is.
That kind of balances it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't want to talk to the Oregon.
I am happy to talk to Brandon Dorlis.
But you're going to get to talk to
I just don't want to talk to Brandon Dorlis about how good his college football team is.
But that's what I'm saying. When he's here, we don't got to talk college ball. I'll ask him.
Okay. Fair enough.
You beat Georgia or something like that. No, that last time I did that, everybody got up in.
That's a great question.
Because last time I did that, the whole Oregon Georgia thing, everybody was all cackling at me, and I didn't know what the hell was so funny.
Uh huh.
I didn't know what was so funny. So
The cool thing about Braylon Trice, though, not only did he go to the University of Washington, which is very cool, is we haven't talked to him since he got hurt.
Yeah.
And obviously that sucks that he got hurt. You whip. For a million reasons, you wish he didn't get hurt.
Yes.
Nice to have another pass rusher on this team.
He seems like he would have been.
Certainly would have helped.
Yeah.
But we could sort of ask him about how his recovery's going and all that kind of stuff. But yes, certainly a guy when they took him, we were hoping was going to be a part of the answer to the pass rush.
I like that.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Oh, she likes the name. We rhyme.
Who does it?
Everybody likes that.
Who does it?
I'm a twin. It's Linda. Brenda, I like
rhyming. She's a twin, Linda and Brenda.
We're also twins.
Can you see the comparison?
I can
see
that.
You see it.
Yes.
It's in the eyes. It's in
separated
the eyes.
At birth.
Yes, it's in the eyes.
Sometimes people think that, but then they see us and it's like shocking that it's not true. Linda Matzekite is joining us right now as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Hello.
How are you?
Thanks for sitting down. Thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. We were just talking about a lot going on today, but one of the things being the newness of the building and just how lovely everything is and how nice everything is. But when you guys had to go through the process of moving from one location to this location, I mean, you're literally moving an entire hospital with patients. You're moving people here. How does that happen? How do you do something like that?
Well, first of all, lots of planning and great teams. So we planned really down to the minute for 2 years of how we would move the patients. And we were prepared to move as many as 350 patients that day on Sunday, September 29th. But we ended up, you know, a lot of kids were released from the hospital, and we ended up moving 202 patients, which is still a lot.
It's a lot.
But managing, you know, we had 56 ambulances plus nine of children's fleet of ambulances. You know, managing each patient, making sure that they got here with all of their medication and their different conditions. There's a lot to that. But we safely moved 202 patients in less than 10 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's amazing.
Wow.
So some of them came right through the front door. And imagine their eyes when they see this just beautiful new facility that they're coming to, and we've got people cheering for them. I mean, it was, you know, they're sick kids,
right?
But it was like they showed up at Disney World that day.
That's how I was when I walked in.
Yeah,
this is an amazing building and everything. And I was just curious, like, we know about the zone right here. What are all the fun amenities that these kids have when they're here?
Well, we have certainly the zone. We have indoor and outdoor. So the outdoor play area is new. We have this beautiful Seacrest Studios that we're sitting in.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of celebrities and both actors and actresses and musical talent coming here. And we can broadcast up to the rooms. Upstairs, we have a family library. Where the kids can come and check out books. It's just like a normal library. We have an area where their siblings can come, where parents can work if they need to. We have a beautiful chapel. On every floor, we have an activity area so they can play games. And so there's just a lot of amenities for both the patients and for their families and siblings, because sometimes they bring their sister or brothers.
I got a question, because we know this is fancy, and how we figured out how fancy it was, because you have an eatery and not a cafeteria. Now tell me because when you say eatery,
that's how you know
fancy stuff.
Well, who wants to eat in a cafeteria? I mean, really, hospital cafeteria.
Yeah.
So, and the concept is kind of an open air restaurant type concept. So we have, you know, the pizza station, the salad station. And so we wanted it to feel nice and open. We wanted them to have a lot of selections, because again, hospitals are notorious for bad food, right? And so we wanted to take that connotation of cafeteria away and really have an experience. So we have both indoor and we have outdoor dining, and we've got something for everyone in there.
Linda Matzekite joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. She's the CAO of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. That's where we're broadcasting today. Some of the members of the Falcons rookie class are going to stop by and sit down with us, as well as some of the kids at the hospital as well. What does it mean when a team, because I know Falcons aren't the only team, but today it's the Falcons and we're here with them. What does it mean when football players come by and spend time?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, these are the heroes of these kids. So today the rookies are dressing up in Halloween costumes, and they are hanging out in our zone, which is our area for kids, for those that can come down. And for those kids who can't come down to the zone area, they will go room to room. And imagine the surprise of these kids. So for these rookies to begin their journey of community engagement, and that's what we consider, this is, they're giving back to the community. To go into these kids' rooms, and they're seeing their heroes. And it's just amazing. And then at Christmas time, the Falcons players will come and do caroling. So they'll come in their jerseys.
Right.
And, you know, they just sing with the kids. And it's just amazing. I mean, a kid can be having the worst day, and the Falcons player walks in the room, and it's magical. And so we are so appreciative of particularly the Falcons and the Braves and Atlanta United and the Hawks. Every local team does come, but today we are just so grateful to have the Falcons rookies here.
And we were talking because obviously you said community and everything, and there's no bigger community guy than Mr. Blank, Arthur Blank, and his contributions to his contributions to this city. I mean, this man does so much. Talk about his contribution to the building and all these things of where we are right now.
Yeah, well, Arthur Blank gave a $200 million gift to help build this hospital, and his name is on the facility. So we do refer to it as Arthur M. Blank Hospital. He is so generous. He believes in kids. Kids are our future. And so we are blessed to have someone like Arthur Blank, who believes so much in kids and our community, that he wants us to have this asset. And so we're just so grateful to him for that gift. And then with that gift, he encouraged others to give a gift. So he gave, and then he showed leadership in trying to convince others to give.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, we obviously are a sports radio station.
Yeah.
We talk sports. We cover the Falcons, and he owns them. And so much of the sports conversation gets wrapped up in the emotions of winning and losing, and you're a diehard of your team and all of that kind of stuff. And it doesn't often lend itself to going beyond that with some of the people that are involved. Arthur Blank, obviously, in this case. I mean, to lead by example like that, and obviously not everyone can donate $200 million, but to do it and be able to, and then encourage other people that you know, other people in the community to be a part of it as well, and then have the players here doing the same thing. I mean, people talk about setting an example,
right,
but actually going and doing that is, I mean, that's as good as it gets.
He absolutely leads the way. And, you know, every year he has a rookie dinner, and these rookies. And basically the message is we will contribute to the community.
Right.
And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way to lead that team.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
I think so, too. Hey, we just want to thank you again.
Yeah, thank you all for
having
here.
Us out.
We appreciate
and taking some time and letting us come down and enjoy this beautiful studio.
Yes, Andy and Randy. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Ms. Linda.
Thank
appreciate
you, very
you so much.
That's Linda Matzekite. She's the CAO of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, where we are broadcasting from today in the Ryan Seacrest Foundation Studios. Like we mentioned, a number of the Falcons rookie class are down here. Casey Washington and Michael Penix are going to stop by next. I didn't realize they were dressed up in Halloween costumes.
No, I did not either.
That'll be fun to
I
see.
I saw it back there, and I said, okay. I said they got a Halloween theme back there.
Okay.
I didn't realize they were dressed up.
I can't wait to see what Casey Washington and Michael Penix are dressed as.
Yes. Now, they're big dudes, and big dudes we can only get in certain costumes. So that's what I want to see. Somebody has to be a scarecrow. Because scarecrows are usually tall.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you going scary? Or are you going like
you don't want to scare the baby.
You don't want to scare anybody.
Yeah, you don't
want
to scare the baby.
Maybe it's like a cartoon or maybe a superhero. You could be maybe somebody's Spider-Man.
Or Superman.
Or Superman.
Or one of the men.
Or Batman.
Or one of the men.
Or one of the men.
Just don't be Robin.
Nobody's going to be Robin. I guarantee nobody will be Robin. All right, we'll come back. We'll be joined by Casey Washington and Michael Penix, as well as Sawyer and Saxton Guillory, a couple of kids that are going to ask the players questions and co-host with us. Thanks again for being with us. We're at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta today. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show. Andy and Randy with you here, broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Thanks so much for being with us. And this is sort of what we've been previewing all day, letting everyone know what was going to happen all day as we've been broadcasting live since 11. I know that the Falcons were going to come by around 12:30, and now a couple of Falcons players have sat down with us.
We got the word about 10 minutes ago that they're all in costumes.
Yes.
The first one I said, somebody's going to be a scarecrow.
You got it.
I said, somebody's going to be a scarecrow. Didn't know who it was going to be. And obviously – The Scarecrow is sitting next to me.
Yeah, he's right next to me.
Yeah, right next to me. And I said he had to be kind of tall, didn't I? He's tall. He got the whole Scarecrow look going.
Yeah, Michael Penix is the
Michael
Scarecrow.
Michael Penix, Scarecrow.
And it looks very good.
It looks very good. And then and Casey Washington. Casey's over here in this Teletubby.
He's Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky.
Which is one of the Teletubbies. That may or may not remember the children's show. That was a little weird from a long time ago, but it's all right. So thank you guys so
much for coming by, man.
And hanging out with us. We're also joined as the third member of the broadcast crew for the segment. Nick Cawley sits down with us as well, and his dad is also here with us too. How are you, Nick?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you so much for being with us. So here's the deal. Like, me and Randy can ask as many questions as you want or as few questions as you want, but the floor, I know you're a big football fan. We've got these guys here. You can ask them anything about the Falcons or about football in general. So the floor is yours, Nick, if you want to fire away and we can sort of see where we're at.
Okay, I have a lot of questions.
Great.
Okay, let's start with what's it like being a rookie?
It's fun. You know, it's something that we dreamed of, to be able to be in this position. So each and every day I wake up, you know, I see that I'm living a dream. And, you know, for me, it's like, you know, I just want to make sure I take every advantage of it that I can. And any opportunity I get, you know, I make sure I go about it to the fullest. So I'm just enjoying it.
How about you?
Yeah, just like kind of like Mike said, just to be here and, you know that this is something you dreamed of a long time, and the people you get to be around and the opportunities. It's pretty cool.
All right. What's it like being on the field in practice?
It's fun. You know, it's the stuff that doing what we love. You know, sometimes, you know, we sit in meetings all day, and I'm like, I just want to go throw the football. Right. So it's like when we get out on practice field, you know, it's fun. You know, just trying to perfect our craft each and every day so that we can be successful come game day. So.
How about you?
Yeah, man. Just, I mean, me being on the field with him, like some of the balls that he throws, like. That playing with the quarterback like this, bro, it's different. It's fun, bro.
He's just built different.
Yeah, he's
I love it. Right.
That's the voice of Nick Cawley, who is not needing any of our help, which is great.
He's not.
Who's conducting an interview with Falcons rookies Casey Washington and Michael Penix as we're broadcasted live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Michael Penix dressed up as the Scarecrow.
Yeah, that's good.
Casey Washington as a Teletubby.
That's good.
All right, let's keep it rolling, Nick.
Who do you guys look up to for advice?
For me, it was always my parents. You know, my parents, they played a big role in to helping me get to where I'm at today. You know, just the way they pushed me, the way they, you know, made sure I was always focused on my schoolwork first and just the things outside of football, you know. And that's the biggest thing. Whenever you get to a stage like this, you got to remember the ones who has always been there, you know, the ones that love you for you and, you know, the ones that's always going to be on your side. And my parents was always that, and they always gave me great advice. So.
It's pretty cool. How about you, Casey?
Yeah, for sure. You know, my parents, the same kind of thing. They've always been there for me, and they're good people. So, you know, anytime I have a question, I'm going to my mom. I'm a mama's boy, so I'm always going to my mom.
I'm a little bit of both.
I think we all.
No, I mean, you're in good company.
Yeah, good company. Because our show is based upon our mother. Yeah. So, yeah.
The intro to our show every day starts with our moms introducing us.
I wanted to ask you something because you were just talking about your family. How many tickets did you have to get for Sunday, Michael?
I actually didn't get that much. I had about 40 people come.
40's not that much?
I didn't get
that. Okay.
I got about six.
Okay. All right. Because that's one of the things that you ask you rookie questions is that a lot of family members don't know that that comes out of your check, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't understand. Yeah. So when you said 40, I'm like, all right, then.
Nah, I ain't. I
What was it like playing against the former OC in college and playing against him? Did the Falcons pick your brain getting ready for the Seahawks, or what was that week like?
Yeah, man, they did a little, but, you know, obviously the plays weren't exactly all the same, you know, but I did, while we were playing, I did see a couple plays. I was calling out some, like, okay, they're going here with the ball, and they would, you know, but that was just the chemistry that I had with Coach Grubb, you know, when I was at UW, just knowing some of the tendencies he do, but, and it was fun to be able to see him and Coach Huff as well. He's a coach there too, offensive line coach, so it was fun.
Sure.
It was cool.
Sure. Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Michael Penix and Casey Washington sitting down with us, as well as Nick Cawley. Nick, asking great questions thus far. Do you have some more?
Yeah.
Great.
All right. I have some basic questions now. Do you guys have any siblings?
I got two younger brothers.
How about you?
One older sister.
Nice. I have two younger sisters, and they're feisty.
They're feisty. That's funny. So tell me, because I met your father over here, Ben, and you, he's go dogs. So go obviously dogs. You're the biggest of dog fans, right? All right, that's all I need. Okay, all right.
Sick 'em.
And again, now because they went to Washington, they call themselves.
When
dogs.
They say that, no. I just pretend.
We are no. Tell them. You tell Nick. We're the dog. We're the DAWGS.
We are the dogs. Does that paint the picture for you?
There we go.
I just started saying "Go Huskies," so everybody knew what I was talking about.
Go Huskies!
I don't want anybody to be confused.
Go Huskies!
Mike, I got. How's your preparation? Because now, I mean, obviously, you've been a quarterback all this time and everything like that. But how is your prep as far as being an NFL quarterback different as far as the time you put in and everything like that?
I'd say it's too much different. The biggest difference is the time that you have. You know, you don't got to worry about class. You don't got to worry about, you know, different type of study halls and stuff like that. You know, it's all football. Right. You know, this is our job, and, you know, that's what I do all day. So I just feel like it's just giving me more time to be able to do what I want to do, to make sure I'm locked in on the football field. But, you know, as far as the approach, you know, it's still the same. You know, I got to make sure that even though I'm not playing right now, I got to make sure that I'm ready. And, you know, I got to prepare like the starter. So.
What about you, Casey? When you go as far as, you know, again, this is your job. You are a football player. Like Michael was saying, how do you prepare yourself and get yourself ready mentally week to week as you get ready for a Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's kind of this, you know, continuous cycle of what I did in college and what Coach B taught me and the structure that he taught us over there at Illinois. So I feel like, you know, even though that I'm a pro now and I'm new to this, it's still, you know, live your routine every day. Having good habits and, you know, being as consistent as you possibly can.
Is it weird to think of the Huskies as a Big Ten team? I know Illinois is in the Big Ten. Now, we're all Big Ten people, I suppose.
Yeah,
isn't it weird?
It's crazy. It is kind of weird. You know, I came from the Big Ten, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. Like, right. From Indiana.
It's crazy, yeah.
So, how did it go last weekend?
My team lost.
Okay.
It didn't go well.
Okay. I'm just saying, but it was Indiana. It was Indiana versus Washington.
Yeah, I graduated from Indiana, so it's no bad blood, but I wanted to Washington.
Okay. Okay. I was making sure. Okay. All right. So, okay. I was making sure about that.
Yeah, it didn't go great. Haven't watched it. We're broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Michael Penix and Casey Washington from the Falcons sitting down with us. Nick Colley sitting down with us as well. Nick, do you have a couple more for the guys?
Yeah. What was y'all's reaction to being drafted by the Falcons?
My reaction, I don't. It was kind of like everything like slowed down. You know, it was a surreal moment. You know, I kind of like froze for a second. And I just sat on the couch and. Like, my family, they started cheering before I even got up, and they were, like, telling me to stand up, and I was like, it's crazy. So I was shocked. I was excited. I feel like I had all the emotions. So.
How about you, Casey?
Yeah, man, just to be, I mean, like, this is our dream, bro. Like, this, just to get that call on that day, bro, and just hear your name called is a blessing. And, you know, everything kind of slowed down too, like when you kind of put things in perspective when that moment happens, and to hear my name be called and to be here now is just a blessing, bro.
That's awesome. I wanted to be a football player, but my dad said I can't. He said I can be a kicker.
You can make a great living
being a kicker. You make a great living.
That would have been my path too, probably. More likely than anything else. I chose golf.
I love golf, too.
Or this. I mean, I don't know. This feels like a pretty good foot in the door on this one.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier about.
Don't take my job.
We want you guys to do great, but not too good. We want our bosses to be looking down the hallway.
I kind of like this job.
I know.
It's pretty fun. 3 hours a day in the middle of the day. It's a pretty good gig.
Nobody hitting you anymore?
Yeah, nobody hitting on it. It's a pretty good gig. So, yeah, I enjoy it. You got one more for him, brother?
Yeah. What's y'all's favorite video game?
Oh.
Mine's is Call of Duty Warzone. I love Warzone.
Nice. My friends play Warzone like 24/7.
What's yours?
I have a couple. Like, I just got the new Madden and the new NCAA, which y'all are in Madden now, so that's kind of crazy.
I'm a Wii Sports guy. I'm a Wii Sports, Mario Kart, Mario World. I'm not a big gamer, but I mean, if I get the wheel on the Wii,
Yeah.
I'm dangerous.
That's pretty cool.
But Nick said part of the reason why he was so comfortable with the headset is the gaming headset. He's done that. He's talked on the mic before, and it sounds like it for sure. Thank you. Thank you guys for sitting down with us.
That is all. That is awesome. We do appreciate y'all, man. And again, welcome. Good luck to you in the future. Y'all stay healthy, man. Appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Appreciate
y'all
so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Michael Penix and Casey Washington, as well as Nick Colley and his dad, Ben, as well. Nice enough to sit down and hang out with us as well. We're going to grab a quick break as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.